From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Food and beverage industry has recorded a 38.42% contribution to Indonesia's non-oil and gas manufacturing industry growth. The largest contributors in the second quarter of 2021, with its positive growth of 2.95%. The industry has made 6.66% contribution to the country's gross domestic products GDP. This was stated by Acting Director General of Agro Industry at the Industry Ministry, Putu Juli Ardika, on Sunday. The exports in the food and beverage sector have recorded a 42.59% increase, worth $19.58 billion in the second quarter of the year, compared to $13.73 billion of export in 2020. Ardika also stated that the industry performance should be maintained amid the COVID-19 pandemic, considering that its role is significant to supply food to the public. Indonesia received medical aid from the government of Bangladesh for the handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. The aid consists of 1,000 boxes of vitamin D or D-gain, 600 boxes of favipiravir, 3,000 boxes of zincimycin, 800 boxes of azithromycin, and 3,000 bottles of remdesivir ninavir. The aid arrived at Soekarno-Hatta Airport more recently. The aid was handed over by Bangladeshi Ambassador to Indonesia, His Excellency Air Vice Marshal Muhammad Mostafizur Rahman, to Director of Governance for Public Drugs and Health Supplies at the Ministry of Health. The Indonesian government expressed its appreciation and gratitude to the Bangladeshi government for the assistance it has provided. Cooperation and solidarity are things that are continuously encouraged so that the world can quickly shake off from the COVID-19 pandemic. In his statement, Ambassador Muhammad Mostafizur conveyed the importance of the two countries working hand in hand and working together in this difficult time, and the hope that this assistance will be useful for handling COVID-19 in Indonesia. Head of the National Disaster Mitigation Agency, Lieutenant General Ganip Warsito, raised the spirits of COVID-19 patients under isolation in Pekanbaru, Riau Province, and advised them to think positively and remain optimistic. He made the statement while visiting COVID-19 patients at the Human Resources Development Agency building in Pekanbaru City on Sunday. According to Warsito, the key to recovery is to maintain immunity, stay safe, and remain optimistic. The Human Resources Development Agency, or BPSDM, is one of the government facilities used for handling COVID-19 patients since last September 2020. The building managed by the provincial government was converted into an isolation facility for COVID-19 patients with mild symptoms. Let's move on to the international news. The National Health Commission, NHC, said that China reported 96 new cases of COVID-19 on the mainland for August 7, down from 107 cases a day earlier. The latest clusters were mainly driven by the highly transmissible Delta variant. Among the new confirmed infections, 81 were locally transmitted, up from 75 a day earlier, while 15 cases were imported from abroad. The number of new asymptomatic infection fell to 30 from 32 a day earlier. China does not classify them as confirmed cases. French Health Minister Olivier Verong on Sunday appealed for volunteer doctors and nurses to travel to the overseas territories of Guadeloupe and Martinique as a wave of COVID-19 infections overwhelm hospitals on the two Caribbean islands. He said that the first medical staff would fly out on Tuesday as health authorities race to administer COVID-19 shots but come up against a deep-rooted culture of vaccine hesitancy. Hospitals on the islands are under pressures, with intensive care bed occupancy on Martinique alone at 200% of normal capacity. Authorities said on Sunday that the monstrous Dixie Fire in Northern California has grown to become the second largest wildfire in state history, with three people reported missing and thousands fleeing the advancing flames. As of Sunday, the fire has destroyed 463,000 acres, up from the previous day, 447,000 acres. It now covers an area larger than Los Angeles. The Dixie Blaze is the largest active wildfire in the United States, but one of only 11 major wildfires in California. Over the weekend, it surpassed the 2018 Mendocino Complex fire to make it the second worst fire in state history. Most people who received a third dose of Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine felt similar or fewer side effects than they did after receiving the second shot. Israel started offering the booster shots about 10 days ago to people over age 60 as part of efforts to slow the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant that effectively turned Israel into a testing ground for a third dose before approval by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Israel's largest healthcare provider, Kalilit, said on Sunday it had administered a third dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine to more than 240,000 people. 88% of participants out of 4,500 receivers said that in the days after receiving the third shot, they felt similar or better to how they felt after the second shot. That was the news. Good news for the Indonesian people last week. The Central Statistic Agency BPS announced on Thursday that Indonesia's economic growth in the second quarter of 2021, or the April to June period, reached 7.07% on an annual basis and 3.31% on a quarterly basis. This positive growth has pushed Indonesia out of a recession due to negative growth that occurred in the second quarter of 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. According to the head of the Central Statistic Agency, Margo Yuwono, Indonesia's economic growth in the second quarter was better than the first quarter of 2021. Meanwhile, in the same period last year, it was -5.32%. He also explained that apart from the onset of economic recovery, another factor for the second quarter's economic growth was the low base effect of last year's growth. In addition, economic growth was also driven by an increase in export. Indonesia's total exports were recorded at $53.97 billion, up 10.36% compared to the previous quarter. According to Margo Yuwono, the global economy in the second quarter also experienced an increase. This could be seen from the movement of the Purchasing Manufacturing Index in March and June 2021, which continues to increase. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto said that the government's next homework is to further increase efforts to control the COVID-19 virus. Even though the number of positive cases of COVID-19 was started showing a decline, it has not been fully resolved. The engine of growth, according to Minister Erlangga Hartarto, has moved and is growing positively, while the global potential has also moved. Meanwhile, according to Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani, one of Indonesia's successful economic recovery strategies came from social assistance. It is able to maintain the level of poverty and household consumption of the lower class. She hopes that the recovery in consumption will also spread to the upper middle class. Hopefully, the right fiscal and monetary policies, accelerated vaccination, provisions of social assistance, and discipline from all parties in strictly implementing health protocols, Indonesia is able to continue its economic growth momentum, which is predicted around 3.7 to 4.5% throughout 2021.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Today's news story starts with the event on August 9, 1945, atomic bomb attack on Nagasaki. The atomic bombings on Hiroshima and Nagasaki were nuclear attacks that occurred during World War II against the Japanese Empire by the United States. This attack was ordered by the United States President Harry S. Truman. On August 9, 1945, the Fat Man nuclear bomb was dropped on Nagasaki. As many as 80,000 people were killed. Since then, thousands have died from injuries or illnesses related to the radiation emitted by the bombs. 6 days after the dropping of the atomic bomb on Nagasaki, on August 15th, Japan announced its unconditional surrender to the Allies, officially ending the Pacific War and World War II. Next event was still in 1945 when Insinyur Soekarno, Mohammad Hatta, and Dr. Rajiman Wedioningrat flew to Vietnam to discuss Indonesia's independence. As a result of the American bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Japan was increasingly powerless. Indonesia, which was under Japanese rule at that time, saw this event as a breath of fresh air for Indonesian independence. The great General Terauchi, as commander of the army, who headed the Japanese army in the Southeast Asia region, summoned Insinyur Soekarno, Dr. Randes Mohammad Hatta, and Dr. Rajiman Wedioningrat to come to the headquarters in Dalat, Vietnam. A group of Indonesian leaders departed for Dalat, Vietnam on August 9, 1945. They held a large meeting with General Terauchi on August 11, 1945. During the meeting, General Terauchi stated that the Japanese Imperial Government had decided to grant independence to Indonesia. However, Indonesia refused to be granted independence by Japan and proclaimed its independence on August 17, 1945. The last event in 1965, the independence of Singapore. Singapore declared its independence from Britain in August 1963 and joined the Federation of Malaysia in September 1963. However, Singapore was expelled from the Federation due to the heated ideological conflict between the Singapore government and the federal government in Kuala Lumpur. Singapore officially gained sovereignty on 9th of August 1965. Yusof bin Ishak was sworn in as president and Lee Kuan Yew became the first prime minister of the Republic of Singapore. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmikum.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Bersama kita dulu pernah bahagia.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia and China agreed to implement the use of local currency settlement or LCS in bilateral trade between the two countries. The use of the LCS is estimated to be able to increase Indonesia's competitiveness, especially the performance of Indonesia's export to China, and reduce dependence on the US dollar. Head of the Trade Assessment and Development Agency of the Ministry of Trade, Kasan, confirmed it when opening the first Gambir Trade Talk webinar last Thursday, August 5th. According to Kasan, China is Indonesia's largest trading partner, and the trade volume between the two countries continues to increase. In 2020, the total trade value between the two countries reached $71.4 billion. Currently, China is Indonesia's largest export destination, with a share of more than 20%. In 2020, the value of Indonesia's export to China reached $31.78 billion, or 19.46% of the total value of Indonesia's exports. In the same webinar, Chairman of the Trade Divisions of Indonesian Employers Association, APINDO, Beni Sutrisno, said that the business world is very enthusiastic and encourages the implementation of LCS, which is believed to benefit business players. Since the last 2 years, APINDO has been exchanging ideas with Bank Indonesia, Indonesian banks, and business players. It is hoped that Bank Indonesia will provide rupiah and renminbi swap facilities either by direct agreement or by auction. APINDO encourages its members to use the renminbi as the main currency for trade transaction between Indonesia and China. Meanwhile, Bank of China's corporate marketing director Handoyo Wibawanto said that the implications of implementing LCS had a positive impact. According to him, in the future, it can increase trade and economic cooperation between Indonesia and China. Bank of China welcomes the cooperation that has been established between Bank Indonesia and Bank of China in implementing LCS. According to Handoyo, Indonesian entrepreneurs will have an advantage in assessing the Chinese market, considering that payments can be made in their respective currencies. Bank of China Jakarta is also ready to cooperate with businessmen and banking circles to ensure the smooth implementation of LCS.
Seluas angkasa berderet berbaris menyatu, coba untuk mencari tahu apakah gerangan yang bisa kulakukan perjuangkan untuk bangsa dan negara Indonesia ku tercinta. Menjadi mata yang terus mengalir, selalu memberi karya terbaik bagi bangsa. Menjadi mata air, ciptakan kedamaian, menjawab tantangan arah tujuan masa depan Indonesia. Seluas angkasa berderet berbaris menyatu, coba untuk mencari tahu apakah gerangan yang bisa,
apa yang bisa
kulakukan perjuangkan untuk bangsa dan negara. Indonesia ku tercinta. Menjadi mata yang terus mengalir, selalu memberi karya terbaik bagi bangsa. Menjadi mata air, ciptakan kedamaian, menjawab tantangan arah tujuan masa. Yang
Ferry was service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Listener, Saluopa Waterfall is located in Tonusu Village, Pamona Puselemba, Poso Rejansi, Central Sulawesi. It is about 54 km southeast of Poso Rejansi. Saluopa Waterfall is also known as Saluopa Water Slide because the Saluopa Waterfall has a spring from the mountains which is very clear and slides down from the top of the mountain. The height of the Saluopa waterfall is approximately 25 meters. This waterfall passes through 12 levels of mountain rock that flows down to the lowest level, which ends in a small river in the village of Leboni. Saluopa waterfall is very clear and clean, so that the rocks that are passed by the flow of the waterfall will be seen very clearly. The stairs are made of stone, but even though they have been exposed to rain and are mossy, they are not slippery, so that visitors can still use them as access to other levels of the waterfall. Stairs made of stone can also be used to take pictures. Sometimes visitors can witness a very beautiful rainbow between the waterfalls. At the Saluopa Waterfall Tourism Attraction, they can find not only a variety of fauna, but also a very beautiful natural panorama of tropical forests with fresh air. Visitors are from Tentena City and want to visit Saluopa Waterfall, they can use public or personal transportation, which takes half an hour to get to the waterfall location. Afterwards, they can continue the journey to the location by walking about 500 meters. Indeed, the journey is little exhausting, but arriving at the location and seeing the beautiful Saluopa Waterfall, visitors will feel relaxed and admire to witness the location. If someone plans to visit the Saluopa Waterfall Tourism Attraction and wants to stay overnight, it is recommended to stay in Tentena City because there are no lodging facilities around the Saluopa Waterfall Tourism Attraction. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the world.
dari nol. Pertobatan metanoia jadi gol. Sewaktu tertidur di hujan peluru, bertubi-tubi rasa salah dosa memburu. Di tengah gemuruh ombak menerpa, ku putuskan berlutut lalu rebah. Kau datang untuk hapuskan rasa-rasa segala badai ombak hidup lalu rebah. Let's go. Cause I can start over. That's why I'm grateful. Yeah. Grace overwhelming. My God is able to transform me like Optimus Prime. What? There is no turning back again this time. Yes.
Mampu berikan asa.
Biarlah atasku kau berkuasa.
Engkau yang kupuja.
Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about transportasi, which means transportation. So stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled Macet Sekali, which means very congested. This dialogue happens when Kevin is in a taxi. He and the taxi driver are talking about traffic condition. Let's listen to the conversation.
Di jalur biasa, macet sekali.
Iya, jam sibuk. Untung kita lewat tol.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Jalur biasa, which means normal route. Jam, jam, which means hour. Sibuk, sibuk, which means busy. Macet sekali,
macet sekali, which means very congested. Untung, untung, which means fortunately. Lewat, lewat, which means pass through. Tol, tol, which means toll road. Di jalur biasa macet sekali, di jalur biasa macet sekali, which means it is very congested on the normal route. Jam sibuk, jam sibuk, which means rush hour. Untung kita lewat tol, untung kita lewat tol, which means fortunately we take the toll road. Pelabuhan jauh dari sini, pelabuhan jauh dari sini, which means the port is far from here. Pelabuhan jauh sekali dari sini, pelabuhan jauh sekali dari sini, which means the port is very far from here. Hari ini panas sekali, hari ini panas sekali, which means today is very hot. Benar, benar, which means that's right. In the dialogue, you hear Kevin say, di jalur biasa macet sekali, di jalur biasa macet sekali, which means it is very congested on the normal road. In the sentence, there is an adverb sekali, sekali, which means very. It is placed after an adjective to show the quality of the adjective. In the dialogue context between Kevin and the taxi driver, Kevin describes the traffic condition which is not only congested but very congested. Therefore, he says, di jalur biasa macet sekali. Di jalur biasa macet sekali, which means it is very congested on the normal route. Let's listen to the other examples to describe a condition by using an adverb to show quality. Apakah pelabuhan jauh dari sini? Apakah pelabuhan jauh dari sini? Which means, is the port far from here? Iya, pelabuhan jauh sekali dari sini. Iya, pelabuhan jauh sekali dari sini. Which means, yes, the port is very far from here. Hari ini panas sekali. Hari ini panas sekali. Which means, today is very hot. Ya, benar. Ya, benar. Which means, yes, that's right. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Di jalur biasa, macet sekali.
Iya, jam sibuk. Untung kita lewat tol.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa.
Hip hip hura 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 hura, aku suka. Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku を着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
وقو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Terima Kasih Ibu by Indah Susanti. This song, created by Joko S., contains an expression of one's love and gratitude for his mother. The child felt that he would not be able to repay it and wanted to dedicate to his mother. The lyrics of this song also describe the unlimited love of a mother for her children. Mothers will definitely fight and do the best for their children. Well, listener, here is Indah Susanti with the keroncong song entitled Terima Kasih Ibu. Happy listening.
Tak lupa.
hingga kini. Hingga ku dewasa, tak luntur jua kasihmu itu. Dalam jiwaku, ku junjung tinggi namamu sampai di akhir nanti.
Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Di zaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleef thuis, was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safiri Adela. See you on the next English program.